little bit or not, or we'll see how we... Meanwhile, I want to complete the Tosfos here and hopefully deal with the Rambam as well. We read yesterday through the Tosfos, the Amar Rachmani, the Avgimel Amud Aleph. Part one of Tosfos is quoting Rav Amram Gaon's Psak, like Beis Shammai in six instances. One of them is our Gemara, and then he quotes other Gemaras as well, Halacha ki Beis Shammai. Now, our Gemara says that the Machokis B'Shem Beis Hillel is in two cases. By Sukha Ketana, if you have a shear only of Vavavav, Rosh HaBerubo, not Shulchano, Beis Hillel says it's fine, but Shammai says no, you have to have that the Sukha is Maksik, Shulchano as well. And you have Machokis by a Sukha Gedola. If you have the Shulchan out of the Sukkah, according to Beis Shammai, you're not Yotze Yeshiva Sukkah because there's a Gzeirah Shem Yimashech, and Beis Hillel is not Gozer. The Gemara says the statement of Shmuel by Yitzchak Halacha, like Beis Shammai, that it has to be Marzik Rosh Ubu V'Shulchano. Tosfos begins by quoting Rav Amago and Halacha Ki Beis Shammai here, and the other five examples as well. But Tosfos asks from the Sugya and Brachos Yud Aleph, what did Tosfos see in that Gemara? Tosfos quotes the Gemara that Rav Yosef said, "Asa k'divi Beis Shammai l'asa v'lo klum." To act like Beis Shammai doesn't count for anything. What did Rav Yosef prove? Where did he prove that from? See, Yosef quoted the story that the Mishnah mentions Daf Chav Ches about the Tan of Yochanan Achurni, who was sitting in a sukkah that was Rosh of Rubo. He was in a sukkah and the Shulchan b'Toch HaBayis. He was a chole. He was visited by Ziknei Beis Shammai, Ziknei Beis Hillel. Ziknei Beis Shammai noticed how he was in the sukkah, that the shulchan was outside of the sukkah, and they said, "If this is what you always do, you're never yotze mitzvah sukkah." Tosfos says, "Maskinan hasam or mashma hasam." The halacha is like Yochanan Achurni. So what's bothering Tosfos? So it comes out that we follow shita of Beis Hillel. And here Rav Amgon Paskin's like Beis Shammai. It's not clear exactly how Tosfos learned of that Gemara exactly. Where is the Maskinan Hasam and what was the point of Rav Yosef's statement? Very unclear. But Tosfos had a problem because the Gemara seems to say Halacha is like Beis Hillel and Rav Amgon Paskin like Beis Shammai. Tosfos says, but the Gemara concludes that there's two machokas in Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, Sukkah Tana, Sukkah Gedola. So we can certainly reconcile our Gemara with the Gemara in Brachos, because in fact, Halacha ki Beis Shammai b'Sukkah Ketana, and that's what our Gemara says, and Halacha ki Beis Hillel b'Sukkah Gedola, that we're not Gozer, and that's what you have in that Gemara in Brachos. Tarti Pligi. That's basically part one of Tosfos. How exactly do we explain the split? So one way to explain it, Rabbi Kibbe Eger assumes this is the way it is. We already discussed in the light of the Rif and the Balamor and the Ramban and so on, that the Rif thought that it's one machokes, it's a gzeir shem yimashech, which is the reason why Beis Shammai requires the sukkah to be zayin al zayin, that's by sukkah ketana, why it's not good less than that, because shem yimashech, and so is it by sukkah gedola shem yimashech, and make a gzeir in both cases, but so it doesn't make a gzeir anywhere, it's chad taima letarvayu, however Balamor disagrees, he says it's two separate inyanim. The issue of sukkah ketana is an issue of whether you need this keva, whether you need to have the keva that the sukkah has to contain the space for shulchanu. That's the machokas by sukkah ketana. It's another machokas, unrelated, by sukkah gedola, the shulchanu is bachutz, whether you make a gzeira. Kibbeger assumes that's what Tosfos must mean, that the reason why we can pass Beis Shammai only by sukkah tana is because that's the issue over there, that we hold. You need this keva that has to be possible to have the space for shulchan. Other than that, shulchan that doesn't have the keva that we need in the sukkah. Sukkah has to have that element of keva. The Ran says it, without that, it's a jiras rucha. The Baal Mor says you need to have a certain measure of keva anyway, even if it's jiras arai. But it comes to the other issue that we hold like Bishilah. We pointed out, could be, that even if you learn like the Rif, that it's the issue by Sukkah Ketana, that's not good when it's less than Zayin al Zayin, it also is based on Gzeira Shem Yimashech. But we could argue that the Gzeira is more Mistaver in the case of a Sukkah Ketana, where you could not have had the Shulchan in the Sukkah, so then we're worried that you might go out of the Sukkah to the Shulchan. by Sukkah Gedola, where you could just as well bring the Sukkah to, the Shulchan to you, so maybe there we're not going. So that's why you see the Mishnah had to tell me the Machokas both cases. So maybe that would be why we only passing against Sham and Sukkah Ketan. Could be, but Kvega assumed that the Stima Slashna Tosus sounds like Tosus Hose, it's two different timing. Okay, well, Lamaisa Tosus was proving this because of the Gemara in Brachos, that Tosus saw in the Gemara Brachos that Halacha Kibes Hillel, because Maskinan Hassan Halacha Kav Yochan Achurni. But then Tosus revisits that Gemara. And Tosus Miu, Shmaitin the Hassan Tame. What exactly was Rav Yosef proving from the story on Mishnah Daf Chav Ches to prove what? The Asa Kibes Shammai La Asa Velo Kulam. After all, what was the story indicating? A certain Tana did like Beis Hillel. So what do you see anything Asa Kibes Shammai La Asa Velo Kulam? There's no indication of that. So Bechal, the whole Gemara doesn't sound like, what are we trying to prove? Furthermore, do you need a raya that halacha kibesilel, that because halacha kibesilel, therefore asa kibesilel b'asa v'lokum? So because of these two questions, Tosus has to explain the Gemara in Brachos in an entirely different way. So Lamaisa, we don't know what to make of what Tosus was thinking before. So we thought yesterday, just to make it a little bit more palatable, what did Tosa think? That Rav Yosef's comment was relating to L'asa v'lokum, meaning by Sukkah. And you see the fact, because you see that Yochanan Achurni did not in any way want to accommodate Beis Shammai. Beshita, he said, I'm doing in such a way which the Shulchan is outside. Could be that's what Tosus was thinking. I was speaking to Rabbi Sarfati last night. He wanted to just al derech zeh. Apparently, he was. I don't know if he said it in Shir yesterday. He's going to say it today in Shir. You can check afterwards. But he was going to explain that it's Tosus must have thought that what the Gemara is trying to say there is that there's no inyan to do like Beis Shammai. You see, Rabbi Yochanan Achurni, you would think, you know, all the years, you know, he would try to do at least one time like Beis Shammai. Halacha kibeis hillel, fine. But at least try to accommodate Beis Shammai. You can do it. He wanted a dafka show that there's no milo whatsoever. That's how the Gemara must have read. Lo'asa kibes nem, lo'asa below kum. Not just that the halacha is not like Beis Shammai. That we don't need a Yosef to teach us. I mean, of course we don't need Beis Shammai. But you might say that doing like Beis Shammai has some value, there's some merit to it. So that's what the Gemara was, that's what Tosus assumed the Gemara is trying to point out. You should know. There is, and that's what Tosus says, Mash Maskinan Hassam, that's the Maskinan Hassam. The fact that you see that Yochanan Achurni did not in any way try to put the Shulchan in the Sukkah, he dafka left the Shulchan out of the Sukkah, it must be that there's no Maila to be gained by doing like Beis Shammai. Maybe Rabbi Yosef wanted to apply that to the case of Kriya Shema as well. In other words, as we'll see, the case of Kriya Shema, Beis Shammai wants the dafka to be in a certain position, so if you're not in that position, you should try to be lying down when you say Kriya Shema Ba'erev, and you should be standing up Baboker. So you might say there's an inyan to try to do like Beis Shammai, lo asa v'lo kum. There is nothing to be gained by that. What's my raya? My raya would be from Yochanan Achurni's practice that he dafka consistently kept the Shulchan out. And that's what they told him, Beis Shammai. This is apparently what you're doing your whole life. So that's Maskinan Hassam. That halach of Yochanan Achurni, meaning because he never tried to do it. Maybe that would be what Tosus were thinking, but obviously Tosus anyway didn't like this pshat. Because Tosus asks, okay, what are we trying to prove? Halach kibesil, of course, and where do we see over there asa kibesil asa below kum? Tosus took it literally. That asa below kum, that there's no that doesn't have. What do you see over there? He's doing like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. So we can set up shot, but Tosus didn't like it. Okay, so how does Tosus now explain the Gemara and Brachos? So the words of Tosus, what we need to teach us is the following. Asa ke Beis Shammai, suppose Beis Hillel is machmir midrabanan. Beis Shammai doesn't adopt the Chumrah. Beis Shammai keeps the din on the Raisa level. Doesn't make a Gzeira. So what would be, according to Beis Hillel, if a person would practice according to the Shita Beis Shammai? which is a way of saying that you did the mitzvah on the level of a doraisa, but the way the Chachamim wanted you to do it, you didn't fulfill. Right? But the way that we apply that idea is in the case of Beis Hillel versus Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel being the Machmir, Beis Shammai being the Mekel, Beis Shammai is consistent with the Doraisa without a Gzeira, Beis Hillel makes a Gzeira, what would Beis Hillel say in a case like that? And on this, we're trying to show lo asa v'lo kum, that you've even lost the Kiyum Doraisa according to Beis Hillel. And here, where do we see that from the Mishnah Chav Ches? Because there, true, there was Beis Shammai speaking to Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai was the Machmir over there. But what was Beis Shammai's comment to this Tana of Yochanan Achorni? The comment was, if this is how you're practicing Mitzvah Sukkah, Kol Yamecha, not just now when you're a Chola, maybe a Pater now anyway, but this is how you practice all the time, so you should know you never will fulfill Mitzvah Sukkah. Because since we do not permit Yeshiva Sukkah in a case where Shulchano is Bachutz, so even though Midaraisa, you should say, well, Midaraisa, there's a Kiyum Mitzvah. No, there's no Gzeira. But if there's a Gzeira that has to be Shulchan Obetoch HaSukkah, then there's no Kiyum Daraisa either. So you see that from Beis Shammai's perspective, when they made the Gzeira, so if you do not adhere to that, those terms of the Gzeira, then you've lost the Kiyum Daraisa. So the Beis Shammai, Nishmal Beis Hillel, that the Asa Kibis Shammai, the Asa Blo Kum, what situation where Beis Hillel is a Machmir, and you did like Beis Shammai, consistent with the Doraisa, and you've lost your Kiyum there either because of the Gzeira of Beis Hillel. That is the Pshat that Tosis is suggesting in the Gemara. So, in terms of Cheshbon of Tosis, the Cheshbon of Pshat of Tosis, where does this leave us in terms of the Psak Halacha? So that's where the Mashad wants to taina that Chora, if this is now the Pshat in the Gemara in Brachas, not that Tosis was thinking beforehand, so the kasha that we had on Mavam Gon falls away. That how could we say we paskin like Beis Shammai? I the Gemara in Brachas Yudal is Mashim paskin like Beis Hillel like Yochanan Achorni. And Tos had to answer, no, we paskin like Beis Shammai by Sukkah Tana, paskin like Beis Hillel by Sukkah Gdola. However, you want to be mechalik. Says the Masha, once Tosis is explaining the Gemara in a whole different light, that the issue there is not about Asa Kibes Shammai, and we're trying to prove that, trying to show you that Halacha, that like Beis Hillel, not like Beis Shammai. No, the issue is something else. When Beis Hillel is Machmir, what is the Halacha if you perform the mitzvah like the Doraisa Beis Shammai? And we're proving that in the case of what Beis Shammai said to Yochanan Achorni. But who the halacha is like in Sukkah, there's no nisyachsus to that. There's no discussion of that. Says the Masha, it could very well be, if that's the case, that l'maskana satosus. Halacha ki Beis Shammai, bein b'sukkah k'tana, bein b'sukkah. Because you've lost the proof to separate. It's interesting. So if you want to know where does Tosus stand on this question, which is a major issue that we saw in the Balamor and the Ramban and the Rif, so at the end of the whole Tosis, after it runs its course, it could be Tosis is no longer where he was before. Avi?
Why doesn't the Maharsha assume, similar to how we saw in the Ran, that the default is Beis Hillel, where we don't have a Psak one where the other Beis Shammai Beis Hillel, the default is Beis Hillel? Why is it the Maharsha is assuming that?
I mean, if I'm going Paschus like Beis Shammai, then the default is he's by Beis Shammai across the board. Tosis was forced into a corner, so he says, oh no, he only meant the Paschus Beis Shammai like Sukkah Ketan.
So he says, if Tosis...
Yeah, so why should that be? Why should that be? It's a good question. If it's totally different timing, then it's hard to imagine why we should tie them together, but we'll have to see in the Rambam at some point what we think of in the Rambam about this issue. The Rambam also Paschus like Beis Shammai in both cases. We'll have to know why. But if at different timing, it's a little harder to imagine. The reason why the Rif says Halach Kibbutz Shammai Bishneim is because the Rif holds that it's because it's Chataima. If Rabbi Kivega was correct that what Tosis meant earlier was because it's trade timey, then the Mashah is a little harder to swallow because it comes out it's really trade timey, and yet we run a Rif Shammai in both issues, even though totally unrelated. Bifrat, something else. In Piskei Tosis that you'll find in the back of the Gemara before the Rush, they give you, I forget who was the Mesada of the Piskei Tosis, but it was one of the Rishonim. So the Mesada, the upshot of every Tosis, you look at every Mesechta, and you look at Piskei Tosis, and the Mesada, what the Psak Halacha that comes out from that Tosis. So the comment in Piskei Tosus, Os Gimel, toward the beginning here. So he says, Shir Sukkah, Machzekes Rosho Berubo B'Shulchano, meaning like B'Shamay, U'B'Sukkah Gedola, Rosho Berubo B'Sukkah B'Shulchano B'Bayi Sagi. By Sukkah Gedola, Rosho Berubo B'Shulchano, in the Sukkah and Shulchano B'Bayi Sagi. That's what Tosus says right in the middle. But according to the Mashal, when you finish the Tosus, then you should say that Shulchano Babayis is Lo Sagi. So, Chur from the Piskei Tosus, it would seem not like the Mashal. The Tosus was not Choser from that point. And again, if you hold up the Eger's way of understanding Tosus at a two different time, and then I understand very well why that should be the case. Why should we go with Beishamai across the board? It's a totally different Machokas. That's in terms of the Cheshman Apshad, what comes out the Halacha. Yeah.
I don't really understand in the Gemara and Brachos what's Rabbi Yosef saying regarding
that's what we're going to look at right now. That's what we have to look at more carefully. So now let's get to the meat of the Gemara and Brachos Yud Aleph. Yeah.
Yeah. There are six cases.
Yes.
So if there were so
the catch is one case. Yeah. The halacha is Shulchano. I guess you count Machzik Shulchano and Shulchano Babayis. It's all one considered one issue. Yeah.
See, if you hold like the
rift. If you hold like, it sounds like it's like the rift then, because it's one issue, it's one reason. I mean, Lamaise, it's in one Mishnah, so it can count as one. Shisha Makomo.
So
it's in Sukkah. I stand, but Sukkah Chavkes Halacha Kibbutz Shammai. That's one on the list. It could be totally different cases, totally different issues. But if you want to make Rav Amgo and Pasuk Kibbutz Shammai in both cases, he counts it as one because it's found together. It's found together in the Mishnah. Machzekes and Mishahaya, it's all together in the same Mishnah. We'll come back. I want to talk about this in terms of the Rambam. What exactly is the Gemara saying according to Tosus Pshat now? How did Tosus leave us Pshat in the Gemara? You have the Gemara in Brachas. Take a look with me. What exactly is Rabbi Yosef commenting about? You see, the way Tosus presents it here in Sukkah, he doesn't really get into the specific fine points of the context in the case of Kriyat Shema. What's discussion over there? Beis Shammai says your chiyuv is to read Kriyat Shema ba'erev when you're in a lying down position, ba'boker when you're standing up. B'shach b'chal literally b'kumach literally. Beis Shammai says kori kedarka lech t'chav aderech. The Gemara also mentions. So the Shaila is, could Asa Gdivis Shammai Asa? Says of Yosef, no, Asa Gdivis Shammai Lo Asa Velo Klum. So what does it mean, Asa Gdivis Shammai? It means that you are, that what? That you were at night, you were lying down. Lo Asa Velo Klum. According to Beisilu, if you happen to be lying down, and you lay Kriya Shema lying down at night, you're Yotze, you're not Yotze. Yotze. So what's the issue here? But you were already previously standing. And then you went the dafka and you went to lie down. So that's what Yosef says, L'asav lo klum. Pashtus, Tosus says in Brachas, we're going on that case. Tosus here doesn't spell that out. L'chayra, Yosef is commenting relating to the case over there. On that he says, that's not. And he quotes the Mishnah, B'Shama B'Shilo, the story on Daf Chav Ches in Sukkah, that the Zikni B'Shami said to that Tan of Yochanan Achorni that you were never Yotzi Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. So how did Tosus learn Pshat? That we're trying to show that just as B'Shami's perspective is that if you did like B'Shillel, you're not Mekayim even the Doraisa because of the Gzeira that they said you can't have Shulchan B'Toch HaBayis, so it is in the reverse case. What reverse case? So the way Tosus in Sukkah presents it, in a case where Beis Hillel is L'chumra, where, I don't know, find an example, find a mitzvah, find a case. But is that really what Yosef is discussing? Some abstract case? Okay, some Tosus here you wouldn't know. In Rashi over there, you get that same sense, like talking in the abstract. Maybe, right? You have to know for sure, but Rashi is Rashi, lo kiyamta. Says Rashi, "V'chiyecha the asak the bebeisilo, lo asav lo kum with the bebeishamai." Just like you see in the Mishnah Sukkah Chavches, that to do like beisilo is valueless, has no value, no redeeming value, because the Beis Shammai, what's the book of Kum, you're not Yotze. Afa Osek the Beis Shammai, what's the book of Kum, with the Beis Silla. But in what sense? In what case? So, again, in our Tosis, it's not clear that we're talking about any particular case. In Tosis Brachos, though, it's clear that Tosis is saying it shot in the case of Kriyas. Now, let's think about this for a second. Let's imagine we're talking about some case, okay? I don't know what case it is. So what is the whole chidush that the Gemara is trying to show you? Also, k'divi b'sham, also b'lokum, where b'sil is machmi? I don't know where, somewhere. So what exactly is the point that Yosef is trying to make? What exactly is the nekuda here? That if you don't follow the terms of the Chachamim who made a gzeira, in this case Beis Hillel, then you have, and even though you're conforming with the din d'oraisa that would exist without the gzeira, but once the Chacham make a gzeira, then if you don't follow the way the Chacham told you to do it, then you have not even fulfilled the d'oraisa. Tremendous chidush. After all, you could say, I did the d'oraisa. But the answer is somehow, yesh koch b'yad Chachamim. Just like we know Chacham have power, lakadav min haTorah, when they say not to take a shofar, and on Rosh Hashanah b'Shabbos, not to take a lulav, the Chachamim who create gzeiros in particular situations for a mitzvah, so if you're not going to conform to what the Chachamim said, they took away the key mitzvah, how they have the koch to do it. You have to know what mechanism is it. Is it lie in the power of Al Pi HaTorah Sheyorucha? Is it because of mitzvah b'aveira? All these ideas have been suggested by Achronim. Leaving out the particular, why it is so. So that's the entire Vart of Tosis, that's the entire Pshat in the Gemara Brachos, I ask you. I asked you at the end of Shir yesterday. If this is what it's about and nothing more, then why is it being played out in terms of Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel? In other words, what we're really trying to say is that if the Chacham make a gzeira, then now the Drabbanan, that's Pshat in the Mishnah Sukkah. Ukiyamta Miyamecha means even the Doraisa, that Tosis Pshat in the Mishnah. Unlike, for example, the Ran and the Ritva, they learn that it means Ukiyamta Minamuvchar, but really, technically, there is a Kiyum Mitzvah. The Raisa for sure, maybe the Drabban also, we weren't sure, but the Chum didn't like it. But Tosis says, no, Ukiyamta means that you are not Yotze at all. And that's the only thing the Gemara is trying to bring out. So why does the Gemara have to discuss it from the vantage point of Asa Kibistam Asa Belokum? I mean, why does the Bistam Beis Hillel have to do it? Moreover, right now I'm assuming we're discussing the abstract, some Gzeira of Beis Hillel. If you look in Tosus Brachos, Tosus makes clear that the Gemara is discussing the issue of Kriyashma. Namely, what did Beis Hillel say? You could do it any position you want. Suppose it's nighttime and you're standing up. What would Beis Hillel say? Do it now. Do it while you're standing. What if, would Beis Hillel be okay with you lying down, the dafka?
No.
No. Why? It's not, because it's, that would convey the impression that you have to do it that way. So Beis Hillel doesn't recommend that you do that. Lo nachal. So how does that hang in the balance in terms of the issue that we're discussing? The issue that we're discussing is that the Chachamim require mitzvah to be done a certain way, then if you don't do it according to the terms of the Chachamim, then you've lost your key mitzvah d'oraisa. Here, the key mitzvah, the etzem, doesn't require inherently that it have to be done one way versus the other. The biggest proof is if you're lying down from before, then of course you can stay that way and be mekayim the mitzvah. Kriyashma can be done either way. It's not that Beis Hillel was actually saying it has to be done a certain way, and then if you don't do it that way, then you've lost your kiyum. Beis Hillel says you could do it either way, but if you happen to be standing at night, don't bend down. And then we're saying, and if you do, you've lost your kiyum. That's what we're trying to say according to Tosis and Brachos. You learn Tosis and Brachos. So then what does that have to do with the issue that we're talking about right now? So I see here that the issue, people like to run with this idea, which is a big inyan, that what if you don't do, the Chum make a gzeira, and then you do it according to the Daraisa, do you have a Kiyum Daraisa? That's a broad topic, that's a valid Indian, that's certainly part of the equation here. But it can't be the whole story. Just to give you a Mar Mokum on this. This is a famous sefer. They put it out here from the Shivas Ner Yisrael a few years ago with a lot of notes on the bottom. But it's Prima Gadin wrote a sefer, Psicha Koleles. All kinds of Kulalim. Rav Shachter is very, very fond of the sefer. Prima Gadin Psicha Koleles. So he has all kinds of chakiros, koliastik and yanin. You can, you know, it's you can become very, you know, you can, it's good to have a good exposure to all kinds of broad and yanin. So Hagdoras Chacham in the Mitzvah Doraisa, Cheluk Shlishi Psicha Koleles. V'yeshki lachkor chakira achas u'gedolahi. Mitzvah sasei shemukhiv ha'adam la'asosa. Yitzuyar shemin ha'torah yotzei ba. V'chazal omro shetzorach la'asosa outside b'china sheyotzei af midrabanan. They require a certain standard that's over and above the Doraisa. He gives you examples. Chach, min ha'torah, all you need is gidua min ha'aretz in mekabel tum. Chazal have certain cases that they paso midrabanan, using certain things for schach. Anitze Pishtan, Chavolim, Zeras Tikra, we had a Tosas and Avdeis, Zeras Tikra, if it's too thick. So what if a person would use this Chach, that Midrabon is possible, Midrais is kosher? Would you have a Kiyum Sukkah Midraisa? But the Chach is Chach Pasu Midrabon. Were they ochre the Mitzvah Doraisa? So among other places that he quotes in this Inyan, of course, if someone asks you such a shayla, one of the first places you should turn to is Tosus Sukkah Dav Gimel, right? Clearly that emerges from Tosus. I'm going to say that there's something more in Tosus, but I think that's Aleph Beis. Clearly you see in Tosus, he learned upshot in the Mishnah Chav Ches, and based on the Gemara Brachos Yed Aleph, Lo Kiyam Tos Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha means you've lost your Kiyam Doraisa. Ayin Brachos Yed Aleph, Tosus, Rabbeinu Yonah, we mentioned yesterday in Shir, Rabbeinu Yonah in the first Mishnah and Brachas. The Chachamim say, Kriyashma only ad Chatzos. What if you read after Chatzos? Midoraisa, it should be valid. The Chacham said you have to read by Chatzos. Were they mafkia the mitzvah if you did it on the Doraisa standard, but not on the Chachamim standard? So he declares, we'll soon see about this, Mezid Ba'anus. This is a broad topic, and he has a lot to say about it in the footnotes on the bottom, bring more in Marmakomos. It's wonderful to go through. You could do it one time. You could do it, Chalamayit, or whenever it is, beautiful in Yanin. How does it work? A lot of raid on it. Good. But is that Pshat in Tosfos? Is that all there is in our Tosfos? Pshat in the Gemara Brachos Yud Aleph. Asa kidive beis shamai, lo asa belo kum. Meaning, when beis hillel is machmir, what does it have to do with beis shamai beis hillel? What are we playing out this inyan in beis shamai beis hillel? It's a topic that you can clear. Hina here, do you have a kiyum derais? Or dacham take away the kiyum derais? Or could they take away the kiyum derais? What does beis shamai beis hillel have to do with it? You're just using that as window dressing for a different issue. Moreover, if the Gemara's discussion is revolving around that very case of Kriyashma, so how can you just plug in this Chakira by itself and say this is what you have here? Beis Hillel says you could read Kriyashma either way, but if you're standing, don't bend down at night to read Kriyashma. Don't lie down. And if you did, you've lost your Kiyum Mitzvah. What do you mean? But the Mitzvah doesn't have to be done bedafka standing. If the Chum will make a Gzera, you have to stand. And the Doraisa said you could be actually sitting, lying down. So then you could say, the issue is, are you kind of mitzvah if you do it according to the Doraisa? But even the Chachamim agree you could be kind of mitzvah either way. But you don't have to dafka lie down at night. And therefore, Bezalel says, I don't want you to convey the impression that you have to, so therefore don't bend down. And let's say you did. Bezalel says you have to. And that's the discussion. Are you Mekayim Kriyat Shema? No. Why? You did it in a manner that Chum did not accept. What did you really do wrong? What did you do wrong? So this I think is the Nekuda. The Nekuda that's missing from the discussion that we have to bring in here is the point is that you went against the Chachamim. Not that the Chachamim said do the mitzvah a certain way and you did it the way the Torah would be okay with, the Chum said do it differently. it's that you went against the Rosh and Chacham. Now, I found a lashon like this in the Prima Gadim, ironically also, on this halacha, Tafresh Lamed Daled. What would be if a person had no choice? Would you say also that they're not Yotze? They had no choice. It's not that they could have done it like the Chacham said, and they went against the Chacham. They had no choice. The Russian here, it was in the Mishpatos. It was a Russian in the Prima Gadim, in Tafresh Lamed Daled. I can find it right now. His lesson was that you were over Dibir Chachamim. I hold everyone up to find the exact lesson, but there was one line in the Prima Gadim that puts it in terms of you could have done it the way the Chachamim said, and you went and did it differently. That's the issue. Whatever koach you're going to invoke, al pi haTorah sheYerucha, but the reason why you lose the kiyum, why is it that you lose the kiyum deraisa? When the Chacham made a gzeira, not so much because the Chacham said we're going to define the mitzvah a certain way, and now the mitzvah now has a new definition. Rather, the Chachamim said to do it one way, and you defied what they said. Means you could have done it that way, and you didn't. You did it doraisa, but not the way that would have been without the Chacham. That's where you lose the kiyum deraisa. The Chacham canceled you with their koach. They took away the kiyum mitzvah, whatever it is, because you had the option of doing it differently. If you're an anus, you had no choice. Could be you do it according to deraisa. You were over al divrei chachamim. Now we understand why the issue is relevant for Bishama Bishila, because it's one thing to say that everybody's on the same page. The Chachamim, everyone agrees that this is what should be done. The Raisa is enough to do it without that. But the Chacham say, no, you need to, there's a certain standard that we're going to impose here. And you defied that standard, totally went against the Chachamim in the strongest of ways, because there's nobody that says to do it the way you're doing it, except the Raisa would be good enough. So that is one level. That's one level. So you've lost the Kiyum the Raisa. But suppose I have a machlokes tanayim, Beis Shammai on one side, Beis Hillel on the other side. One of them makes a gzeira, the other one doesn't. So you could have went ahead and conformed to the standards of the Chacham said, whoever made the gzeira, be it Beis Shammai, be it Beis Hillel, and you didn't. But when you did it the other way, you also went according to somebody. After all, Beis Shammai makes a gzeira. But they know that the Beis Hillel that argues on that. Beis Hillel says it's okay. You don't have to be makom. Beis Shammai says you shouldn't eat in the sukkah, yeshiva sukkah, where the shulchan is outside the sukkah. But Beis Hillel says it's okay. So who says the kihai gavna that Beis Shammai says that you can't be yotze sukkah? Who says that if a person would go ahead and eat in the sukkah that the shulchan is bachutz, and according to Beis Hillel it's fine, that even then you'd lose your kiyum deraisa? But you see, from Beis Shammai's words, that yes, even if you did like Beis Hillel, but in Beis Shammai's eyes, that's the equivalent of going against the Chacham, we took away your kiyum, even when you went according to another Shita. Says the Gemara, kishem that that's true in one direction. Beis Shammai would respond, if you did with Beis Hillel, I still am not goris that, because you still went against what we think should be done. So to the other direction, Beis Hillel is machmir, and you went against Beis Hillel, even though by doing that you still were going according to Beis Shammai, you have someone to rely on, you've also lost the key. Says Tosfos and Brachos, more explicitly, I'll give you an example. Not an abstract, an example, Kriya Shema. Now here, it's not that Beis Hillel says you can't be Yotze Kriya Shema at night if you're lying down. Of course you could. But if you happen not to be lying down, we don't want you to lie down. Says the Gemara Chiddush. Asa k'divi beishanai lo asa v'lo kum. What's the pshat? I be'etzem kriyash myself lends itself to a kiyum bein omeid bein muta. You kriyash myself could be read muta. Yeah, but the problem is what? You were not muta. And Beisilu says lo nachon. If you're standing, you shouldn't bend down. Therefore, you've lost your kiyum. Not that the Chum didn't say that the kiyum cannot exist in that way, but Beisilu says since the kiyum could have been done omeid and you were omeid, we don't want you to go. People are going to think the halacha now is that you have to do it, so we don't want you doing that. That's also called over al divi Beisilu, and therefore you have the same exact problem that you've lost your kiyum d'orais. That same Gemara in Brachas goes on with another Rav Nachman. What does Rav Nachman say with Rav Tarfon? Rav Tarfon was Baba Derech, and he wanted to be Machmel like Beis Shammai. And what happened to poor Rav Tarfon almost? He almost got killed, right? That's what the Gemara says. So Nachman Yitzchak comments, Asa to Beis Shammai Chayiv Misa. The Tnan, the Maisa with Rav Tarfon, he's a Baba Derech, Vayitesi Likros, the Beis Shammai, Sekandi Batsit Mei Halistim. And they told him, Kedai HaYisalach Va'atlach. Did anyone ever say that for not doing Kriyashma Yechayiv Misa? There's no chiyuv misa for not saying kriyashma. But yet, to say kriyashma in such a manner that defies Shitas Beisilu says, we don't want you going to the dafka to do like Beis Shammai. So that becomes roi lacha b'atzmacha. That's the same inyan that's going on before. The discussion of whether you've lost your kiyum mitzvah just because you defy Beisilu, even though you did like Beis Shammai. Lo asa v'lo kum, you've lost your kiyum because you're over al-divi Beisilu. So therefore, the entire discussion is not purely about the question of the chacham taking away the kiyum d'oraisa. It's because it has to do with the fact that you're over al-divi chachamim. Nafka mina, if you could have not done it any other way, so could be that you will have a kiyum. You're not over al-divi chachamim. Again, I find that line in the Prima God that sounds like it's saying because you had an option. And the Pshat of Beisham Beisilu is specifically because given the fact that you had a Shita that doesn't require it, so in that sense you weren't as strongly oppositional because you had someone on your side. That's the Chiddush of the Gemara. That you're over al-Divei Beisilu, just like Ufi Beisham, if you're over al-Divei Beisham, if you did like Beisilu, also al-Kum by Sukkah, so it is if you go against Beisilu, who recommended. It doesn't matter the Q mitzvah of the Etzim could have been done in either way, in either position. But Beisilu recommended you not to go to the Dafka like Beis Shammai. And you went against Beisilu, you lost your Q mitzvah. It's a whole different reading of the Tosus now. And the Pashtas, people read Tosus, it's just this is the Yisod of the Chum taking away the Kim Daraisa. But then what does Beis Shammai still have to do with it? And why does it relate to the case of Kriyashma, where you could have been Yotze anyway? It's just that they didn't want you to do it. Teretz says the problem was in the fact that you defied the Chachamim even when you had someone on your side. Chur, that would be a way of understanding this in you. Okay, Mickey from before, yeah.
How do you understand, according to the new shot, how we read the next part of the Gemara of the proof of Sukkah? How does Sukkah play
in? So that's what Tosus is saying. Tosus is here, Tosus and Brachos. In other words, what Rav Yosef is saying, I'm going to show you that even if you do like somebody, like Beis Shammai, but you defy Beis Hillel, that takes away your kiyum. That's also called over al divrei chachamim to lose your kiyum because you went against Beis Hillel. How do I know that? Because you see, Beis Shammai doesn't let you have a kiyum mitzvah even though you did like Beis Hillel. And there is a shita hachalekas of Beis Shammai, but for Beis Shammai, that's called over divrei chachamim because you went against what we hold to be necessary. So too, the other way around, Beis Hillel says something, namely, don't bend down, don't do that way. So, even though the mitzvah itself could have had a kiyum mitzvah in either position, but Beisilu says because you don't need to do it, we don't want you to do it because then people are going to think you have to do it. So, for Beisilu to recommend against doing it, and you bedafka go against their recommendation, that is also a basis to take away the kiyum mitzvah, just like the chiyuv misa of Tarfon is that. And that's what's playing out in the Tosus. Even though what you're doing is consistent with somebody, but the etzem yisod that the chachamim make a gzeira and everybody is on the same page with such a gzeira, that's aleph beis. That's already pashut. But then we're going a step beyond that. And the reason for all of this is because of over divrei chachamim. But maybe Ovid v'Chachamim has different levels. Who says Ovid v'Chachamim in a case where you have some Chachamim like you? Who says that that also takes away your kimitz? Again, it's a different way of seeing everything here. Yeah?
According to the Havamim understanding that Tosfos had of the meaning of Las Olokvam.
Right, so we didn't have a carb shot. We said something maybe that...
So if we want to say that it's maybe that there's no added value, then what's Rabbi Yosef saying in the Gemara Brachos that if you do like Beis Shammai, there's no added value? Like,
no, he would be saying that you see from that story that since Rabbi Yochanan Chuni did not take any gesture, any attempt ever to do like Beis Shammai, that was the right. In other words, you see that he never tried to do like Beis Shammai. He always consistently, apparently,
regarding Kriya Shema. So there's no added value. Like they're going on the machlokas.
So it would mean just so the way Tosfos would have understood it is just like you see that Yochanan Chuni never felt the need to validate Beis Shammai Shita in any way. That's what Beis Shammai says. Oh, Beis Shammai, you're doing this all these years, right? So it means he actually never thought to bedafka do a Beis Shammai, to try to accommodate Beis Shammai. It means that you see there's no added value in that. So to my Kriya Shema, there's no added value in bedafka doing it b'shach b'cha literally b'kum b'cha literally. That would be the way to learn the Gemara.
But then isn't that obvious? There's no chiddush there. What's Rabbi Yosef adding by saying Rabbi Yosef Amar Azkei Dibri Beis Shammai Lo Asa B'lo Kum? Beis Hillel just said don't lie down because they're going to think that it's like Beis Shammai.
No, but he's saying, but yeah, see, Beis Hillel said that. I mean, so what's he saying? Lo Asa B'lo Kum? There's no Maila to doing like Beis Shammai, just like the Tanavir never saw any reason to do like
Beis Hillel just said it's so much stronger. Beis Hillel didn't say there's no Maila. Don't do it. And then Rabbi Yosef's coming. Oh, there's no Maila.
It didn't achieve anything. Okay, I don't know. It's hard to know what Tosfos exactly thought. He saw in the case that Beis Shammai's Shita is fringe. Because you see, he never did like Beis Shammai. That's what Tosfos originally thought. So he had a kasha on Rav Gaon, and he answered what he answered. He says, wait a second, the Gemara meant something totally different. Who else? Avram, yeah.
Could you say in the end that really Tosfos he's taking back what he said.
Like the Mashah seems to say.
Right.
Yeah. So now the halacha is Shammai in every case. Yeah.
So in this case that the Gemara is bringing, though, this Raya, and the Mashmos that is halacha to Beis Hillel, I mean, how does he now read what does he do with that? Meaning, that case is just he held a halacha like that, but that's not really the way.
No, the Gemara.
Tosfos was struggling with the Mashmos from that Gemara. Then
right, but there's no Mashmos. Once Tosfos reinterprets that Gemara, there's no Mashmos. The Gemara is not discussing about halacha k'yirich nachorni. The Gemara is trying to just prove that Beis Hillel is being machmir and going against Beis Hillel's chumra takes away the kiyum d'oraisa. Just like Beis Shammai's chumra takes away the kiyum d'oraisa if you do like Beis Hillel, so it is. In terms of Kriya Shema, let's say, if you do like Beis Shammai and you violate Beis Hillel's recommendation, you've lost your kiyum d'oraisa.
So what was the Havamim? How
can that Gemara be read? Right, we struggled. We tried to say something that what Tosfos initially think was the Gemara trying to compare to Kriya Shema, what we're trying to say. Apparently, Tosfos saw in that Gemara that the Gemara was originally trying to say that you see from the story on Daf Chav Ches and the Mishnah Chav Ches and Sukkah that Halacha is not like Beis Shammai. Tosfos asks, of course Allah is not a Beis Shammai. So we tried to add something, that the law of Beis Shammai has no standing. Beis Shammai's Shita has no Maila. There's nothing to be gained from Beis Shammai. He never tried to do like Beis Shammai. He dafka did like Beis Hillel. And so to my Kriya Shema, there's nothing to be added. That's what Tosfos saw in the Gemara. That the Maskinan, that was the whole point of quoting the Mishnah. You see, he always consistently made it a point of his not to put the Shulchan in the Sukkah. So that's what the Gemara was trying to say. You see, asa kibisam, asa v'loku. So to my Kriya Shema could be Gemara. It's applying it to Kriya Shema as well. And that's what Tosfos saw. Oh, if that's the case, you see, Lach is, by Sukkah, is in fact not like Beis Shammai. Tosfos says, okay, that's Sukkah Gedola. Tosfos says, no, I don't like this Pshat. The real Pshat of the Gemara is what I'm going to tell you now. It's a whole different Gemara.
So with that, only Beis Shammai who says you're not good. So only he himself says that. And that's from that's
right. We extrapolate it from Beis Shammai, whose attitude was that if you go against what we say, you're not mekayem the d'oraisa. So now we understand from Beis Hillel, let's say by Kriya Shema as well. Beis Hillel says not to do like Beis Shammai, and you do like Beis Shammai, even though you do like Beis Shammai after all. No, there's no key in this for you. Yeah, Kalman, and then Avi, Moshe, yeah.
I don't understand how. Beis Hillel is just a recommendation. I
So that's the chiddush, that even if it's only a recommendation, again, Lashon Tosfos and Brachos. Okay, see again the Lashon Tosfos and Brachos. It was Lo Nachum, he says, right? What was the Lashon of Tosfos? What was he say? How did he put it? Kamitani Hachi, Lo Kiyamta Minadin Yatza, Exera, Kayai Gavni Gabi Kriyashma, Afagav Dimin Hadin Yatza Bidi Evet, Kavan Dil Vesila Ein Nachon, Kid Isa Bimasnis and Kidai Isa Lachel Ba'atmacha. You see that you're not supposed to do it, and the Gemara seems to say before the reason is Shema Yiru Yikvolach Ludoros. People are going to assume that this is what's required, so they still strongly felt it should not be done. So now that's also called your Over Al Div, even though you have a lot to stand on, Ikra Din Yodse, and Beshame says Yodse, but the Chachamim, or Beshila, says don't do it that way, and you defy the Chacham. You could have easily went according to what they said and kept the recommendation. You went against it. That's the basis to lose the key. That's even to such an extent, even if it's only that, it's only a recommendation. It's not about the Chacham saying the mitzvah is miskayemes ba'ofen kazeh. That's a given. But it's because you're over to the Chacham. So that means, in general, too, it could be that if there's only schach that the Chacham passed, this is the Gela Meisim, these kind of cases that the Bima Gada mentions, the Magid Abram, if only a person only is schach, kashim with the rice, the pasim with the rabbana. Should he make a sukkah, should mesachich his sukkah with schach, that with the rice is kashim with the rabbana is pasim? That's all he has. Should he make a brach? Big shayla. Magid Abram talks about the Bima. What would you say? He has no choice. He's in a desert island, and the only schach that he finds is schach in the sarim of Dalit Tfachim. Whatever it is, or the case of the Chacham passed schach, that's the schach that he has. Better than nothing or not? Is there a key mitzvah? Will you make a bracha? Will you not? If the whole reason why it's a problem is because you're over the Chachamim and you defy the Chacham, I can't defy them. I don't have a choice. I couldn't have done it the other way. Yeah.
Just a clarification. By the sukkah case, where if you do like Beisil according to Beishama, you're not even going to be Yotzen even Midaraisa, that's where you're falling short. You only have Rosh Meruba, and Beishama requires Rosh Meruba, Bishulchan. From that, we're extrapolating to Kriyashma that even if you do more than, even if you're Machmir for Beishama, in other
right.
words, the sukkah case would be more Mekel. You're falling short of what.
Right,
say
right. The common denominator is because in both cases, what you're doing the mitzvah in a manner that is showing disregard for what the Chachamim said, be it Beis Shammai, be it Beis
Shammai.
Right, because it shows that the underlying problem in Beis Shammai, why you're not Yotze when the Shulchan is Bachutz, is because you were over what Beis Shammai said. They said that you shouldn't do it this way. And therefore, Bishul, in his case, said you shouldn't do it this way. You should do it the way you were before. You were standing before, stay standing. And that's the reason why you've lost the key.
And we don't say, like, the Chlam Asayin Moneh by Krishma.
Bishul says, Lo Nachol Lahatos. Yeah. Just like it says, Lachol Bashmach. That's what Tosis says in Brachas. Again, Tosis here doesn't say directly that it has to do back to Krishma, but Lachari, you could learn it, that it all plays out to the Krishma. Again, otherwise, what's Bisham Bishul have to do with it? You see where I'm going? If you want to have another pshat, I'm all ears. But you have to be miyashe what's bothering me. Like, why Bisham Bisila? Why is this playing out with Bisham Bisila? It sounds like it's a general sugya to think about in Shas. Chacham took away the kim daraisa. Why are we speaking in terms of asak to the Bisham? So I'm saying because you did like somebody. It's not as much of trespassing, of transgressing the Chachamim. You have Bisham if you did that. I want to talk about the Rambam a little bit, if you give me a chance. Gedalia, yeah.
Just based on what Avram was saying, so according to the Maharsha, so Tosfos could really be passing like Beis Shammai all along, because the Raya is really speaking to something.
That's what Maharsha says. So once we finish the Tosfos, we can come back and pass like Beis Shammai. Yeah,
but based on what we said, what we suggested, that it was a Maisa Rab, that he acted this way. So even if Tosfos is learning the Raya according to his Maskana, you could still say that we pass on Beisil from the fact that it was Maisa Rab that occurred. So I don't see why.
You mean the fact that Tana did that?
Even if the rabbi is speaking to other things, it still is a Maisa Rab that occurred.
Yeah. I'm saying you're not right. You're not forced to go back and say Halacha Kibishama Bishneim, right? That's why Piskitosis can still say that. Yeah. Okay, you all saw the Rambam? How many of you saw the Rambam? Let's see the difficulty in the Rambam, see if we can miyashiv or think of being how to miyashiv this. What is Shitas Rambam? Now, Perek Vav, Halacha Ches. The Rambam is discussing Hilchos Yeshiva Sukkah. The earlier Prakim talk about the Shir Sukkah. The Rambam here in Perek Vav starts off, Nashim by the Matanim Turim in Asukkah, who's Chayiv, who's Pater, Cholim, Shulchei Mitzvah, Ketzel Mitzvah Yeshiva and Halacha Hei. The Rambam talks on Halacha Vav, Ochem Vishosim Vishenim B'Sukkah. How you Mekayim Yeshiva Sukkah? Tells you about Achila, Lai Rishon Achova. Then the Rambam gives you the Halacha in Halacha Ches. Mi Shahaya Rosho V'Ruba B'Sukkah. V'Shulchano V'Toch Beiso. Oh, chutz l'sukkah. So the shulchan is not in the sukkah, one way or the other. It's in house, it's out of the sukkah, the achal. Hareza us. The Rambam says, it's usur to have a yeshiva sukkah if the shulchan is outside. U'ki'ilu l'achal b'sukkah. What's he paraphrasing? This lashon ki'ilu achal b'sukkah. Who's he paraphrasing? The words of Ziknei Beis Shammai to Rabbi Yochanan Achorni, right? If this is what you were knowing, Kol Yamecha, Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. Lashon Rambam, in his own way, Ki'ilu Lo Ochal B'Sukkah. If a person, if the Shulchan, so in other words, the Rambam is paskening, like Beis Shammai. Continues the Rambam, Ad Sheyeh Shulchan B'Tuch HaSukkah. And the Rambam gives you the reason. Gzeira, Shemi Mashich Achar Shulchan. Ba'afilu b'sukkah gedola. What are those three words? Afilu b'sukkah gedola. Even by sukkah gedola. So what does that mean? He paskins that the lachas of Kibbutz Shammai both by sukkah gedola and was sukkah ketana. So what's that, what does that suggest at first glance? That the Rambam is like the Rif. Let's remind ourselves of what the Rif holds. The Rif said, Halacha Kibbutz Shammai, by Sukkah Ketana, there has to be Zayin al Zayin. By Sukkah Gedola, that Shulchan has to be B'Tocha Sukkah. The Chad Taimaninu, Lashon Arif, Chad Taimaninu. What's the reason in both cases? Because Zayir Shemi Yimashach. So the whole din is a din de Rabbanan. Why are you not Yotzi if the Shulchan is out of the Sukkah? Zayir Shemi Yimashach. Why is it that the Sukkah has to be Zayin al Zayin? Why can't it be Vav al Vav, Rosh of Rubo sufficient? Why? Zeir Shemi Yimashich. Midoraisa, Sukkah Vav Al Vav, for the Rif, should be Kashin. Why do you need an extra Tefach? Zayin Al Zayin, Zeir Shemi Yimashich. So you read the Rambam, you say, oh, the Rambam is like the Rif. So Zeir Shemi Yimashich is the reason for both cases. Why it has to be Zayin Al Zayin, Zeir Shemi Yimashich, and why Sukkah Gedola, we also make Zeir Shemi Yimashich. If you look at Rabbeinu Manoach, that's what he seems to say. Rambam Halach B'Shita Sarif. See the Rabbeinu Manoach underneath. Shah Pasek B'Tavayu K'Beis Shammai. Sfira Lei Bein B'Sukkah Gedola Bein B'Sukkah Ketana Tavayu Havim Mishim Shami Yimashich. Yesh Min HaGaonim Shekos V'Dachi Havi Halachi K'Beis Shammai Hana B'Sukkah Ketana. That's what the Gemara explicitly passed like K'Beis Shammai. Sukkah Gedola Lesu Chosek HaVasayu Dolek Ala Mikzah B'Shami Yimashich El K'Beis Silo Kaimolan. So this would sound like the Rambam is passing like the Rif. But there's a number of difficulties. If you learn the Rambam exactly that way, the Rambam is clearly passing like Beis Shammai by Sukkah Gedola. But if the reason why he's passing is because he understands Sukkah Ketana, Sukkah Gedola, the same reason. Sukkah Ketana, you need Zayin al Zayin because Gzeir Shemi Yimashich. Sukkah Gedola, you're not Yotzei Sukkah because Shemi Yimashich. So a number of things are strange. Let's see how we can point out. What's strange? Number one, Lashon HaRambam, Mishahaya Rosh HaVeruba. What's the Rambam discussing right now? What kind of a sukkah? Tana. Says at the end of Figo Sukkah Gedol. Now what do we see in our Gemara Shaka V'Tarya? The Lashon Mishahaya is Matim for what case? Sukkah Gedol. So Rambam is talking about Sukkah Ketana and he phrased the Mishahaya Rosh HaVeruba. That's not the way our Gemara plays out. The Rambam should say that Tzarech, the sukkah should be Machzik Rosh HaVeruba Shulchano. Machzekes, the Ein Machzekes. And then talk about Mishahaya for the case of Sukkah Gedola. The Rambam gives you Mishahaya, and then gives you Shemi Yimashech, and then adds a few Sukkah Gedola. not the way to speak. The Rambam is a master stylist, right? Why did the Rambam speak in such a way that's like Mishahaya, and they're talking about a sukkah ketan, vav. Moreover, Perek Vav, we're discussing yeshiva sukkah. If the Rambam is trying to teach me that the shir sukkah has to be zayin al zayin, not vav, because of Shem Yimashich, why does he wait to Perek Vav? The Rambam talks about the shir sukkah earlier. Perek Dalet, look at the Rambam, Perek Dalet, Lach Aleph. Shira sukkah, Geboa, Ein Bachas, Gava, Ein Pachas, Miyasar Tfachim, Uliyasar Esrim. Urechava, Ein Pachas, Mi Shiva Tfachim, Ashiva Tfachim. The Rambam is establishing for us in Perek Dalet, the sukkah's shiurim are Shiva al Shiva. Why? So what are you all telling me? Why? Because of Shema Yimashech. He hasn't talked about Shema Yimashech yet. And he's already telling me the shir sukkah is Shiva al Shiva. And then he continues talking about every Hilchas Yeshiva Sukkah. The pashtus is that the Rambam already established what is a sukkah. So when he begins to talk about Yeshiva Sukkah, what kind of a sukkah is he discussing? A sukkah that's less than Shiva Shiva or Sukkah Shiva Shiva? He already told me what a sukkah is. It's already, the Rambam doesn't have to repeat the din of Gavoa Yud being pasul in Perek Vav. We already told him about a sukkah that is what we told you it is. The Rambam tells you dimensions of sukkah in Perek Dalet. He finishes halachas of constructing a sukkah. Now he talks about yeshiva sukkah. The pashtus, the Rambam is discussing a sukkah that's kosher based on what he said before. And now suddenly he says, by the way, you know what? It has to be Zayin al Zayin because of Shema Yimashich. But he already told you it has to be Zayin al Zayin. What's going on here? What is the relation between Perek Vav and Perek and Perek and Perek and Perek Dal, Perek Vav? It would seem that the Rambam is already discussing Zayin al Zayin when he starts speaking about yeshiva sukkah. So what does the Rambam mean? What could the Rambam mean in Halacha Ches, Perek Vav Halacha Ches? Again, I have to find it somewhere, but Mestam is someone will have to say it. The Rambam does not mean Sukkah Gedola in the sense, as opposed to Sukkah Ketana Zayin Al Zayin Vav Al Vav. The Rambam is referring, he's using Sukkah Gedola in a different way. A very big Sukkah as opposed to a bare minimum. What's the bare minimum? He told you already. What's the bare minimum? Zayin Al Zayin. Maybe, why do you need Zayin al Zayin? I can tell you why. Dira. Dira's Keva. The Rambam doesn't tell you Shema Yimashech. But the Rambam wants you to understand that the Shema Yimashech is a gzera no matter how big the sukkah is. The bigger the sukkah is, the less likely you should be goes there that you'll be Yom HaShachar Shulchano. More likely what would happen if the sukkah is bigger, the bigger it is, what will happen more likely? The Shulchan will come to you. Says the Rambam, you'll be sukkah gedola. He doesn't mean Sukkah Gedola, Sukkah Tana, like we're discussing now. He's discussing Sukkah Gedola, like the Gemara talks about Hilni Amalka earlier. Was his Darkish Amalka to be in a Sukkah, small Sukkah, the bare minimum. Sukkah Tana is a kosher Sukkah. But it's bare minimum. Sukkah Gedola is much bigger than that. The Rambam is saying that even a Sukkah Gedola is bigger than the bare minimum. But the halacha, the bare minimum, that's based on Perek Dalet. Why? Maybe because of what? Diras Keva. Why is Rambam passing Beis Shammai in both cases? Oh, now you have to figure out why. After all, it's two straight timing in them. But at least we have a beginning of an approach for the Rambam. The Rambam is not passing like the Rif for the reason that the Rif passing. The Rambam passing like the Rif because he feels halacha kibasam b'tarvayim. We thought in Tosus too, maybe Tosus could end up saying halacha kibasam b'tarvayim according to the Masha, even though it's straight timing in them. So get. Think about it. L'chaira, there's a way maybe we could try to find someone that says this. L'chaira, maybe the Rambam is in fact paskening like the Rif, but not for the same reason as the Rif. You have to think about it to see why that should be, but...